It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table. And in this Bible study segment, our teacher Connie Stamfel is here with a lesson from the Gospel of Mark. Connie, this one is titled, Jesus Feeds the 4,000. Sounds a little familiar, like the 5,000, but it's not the same, is it?
Well, exactly. We're in a new section of Mark, but what we're going to find out really is God's word is not redundant. There's a reason for what he puts in scripture. And so we're going to see there's some differences and new insights for Mark recording this miracle for us also, as it was in some of the other gospels. But today our study is going to be in Mark 8, verses 1 through 10. And so I'm going to read that section of scripture, and then we are going to look at it verse by verse and get some deeper meaning from it. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these should also be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. All right. So here in Mark chapter 8, we have another account of Jesus feeding a large crowd of people. And we'd had one just a few chapters ago in Mark where he fed 5,000 people, or actually 5,000 men, and perhaps up to 10 or 20,000 people. But here we have another account of another miracle with feeding many people. What we're going to see, though, that there are differences between this account, which was a separate incident, and the one we had earlier. And I hope we'll also see that his disciples are slowly starting to understand who Jesus is, because it even their response in this miracle, this account, is different than the first time Jesus fed a crowd of people. So in verse 1 here, it says, In those days there was again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat. He calls his disciples to them and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they've been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. So it's similar in that, again, we have a crowd of people who are out in a desolate place on a mountain somewhere listening to Jesus teach, and they don't have enough food. But what's interesting about this episode is it's been 3 days. They've been feeding, listening to his teaching for 3 days, and so they are hungry for Jesus' words. And the fact that they stayed out there without food means they were very eager to be with him. We're also going to see from little hints in the text here, and also if you go to the account in Matthew, this probably happened in a Gentile territory because it seems like it was on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. And so now Jesus' words and teaching are now starting to spread to the Gentiles in a sense. And we're going to come to the idea, or it's going to kind of come home, that Jesus is also the bread of life for all people, not just the Jews, but also the Gentiles. But here we again see that these people are very hungry for what Jesus had to teach them. In verse 2, he says, I have compassion on the crowd because they've now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Again, we see the great compassion of Jesus for people and their physical need. He's fed them spiritually, but he also understands their physical need. And he says in verse 3, And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And so he understands they might not even make it home. They don't have enough. They don't have food, and it's not there. What's interesting here, though, is if you compare the other account of feeding the 5,000, there it was the disciples who came to Jesus saying, What are we going to do? Send the crowd away. And here Jesus is saying to the disciples, So what can we do now for the crowd? And the disciples have a different answer than last time. Last time they just talked about how much money it would take to feed the crowd. Here the disciples say, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And so you could get the sense that they're starting to look to Jesus as the provider of what is needed, because they just ask the question. They don't make a comment about how much money it's going to take or how could you even get food out there. And then Jesus, as always, is the provider, and he's the one who takes care of the need. Because in verse 5, he says, And he asked them, how many loaves do you have? So he asked what was available, and the disciples answered, seven. Verse 6, and he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, similar to before, orderly, they sat down. And then it says, and he took the seven loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. Literally, the Greek says he kept giving them. And so after he thanked God for the loaves and blessed them, and then he started breaking the loaves in pieces and handing them out, and he continued to give them out and continued and continued. And it says, and they set them before the crowd. And then in verse 7, it says, and they also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. So he did the same thing. Fish was distributed to everyone. And then we find out just the superabundance of God's supply, because verse 8 says, and they ate and were satisfied. And so we have a crowd of 4,000 men, as Matthew tells us. So we have a much greater crowd than that with women and children. And from a tiny supply, everyone is fed and satisfied. And then we find out there's even a surplus, because it says, and they took up the broken pieces left over, seven baskets full. Remember in our other account of the feeding of the 5,000, it was 12 baskets that were left over. Those were actually the small hand baskets, the little ones that a person would carry around to carry their lunch or something. Actually, this Greek word for basket is the large hamper size basket that a man could fit inside. And so we have seven huge baskets of food left over. Last time it was 12 baskets of food, maybe representing Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel. Here we have seven, and seven in the Bible is really a symbol of completeness and fulfillment. And I think it speaks to the fact that God is our supplier, the provider of all our needs. Old Testament calls God El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Here God was sufficient for their need, their physical need. And then verse 9 says, and there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. So Jesus sent them away fed and ready to go home. And then verse 10 says, and immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha, which is over on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee near Magdala, where Mary Magdalene was from. When we consider what Jesus is teaching, or what we see about Jesus from his words and his actions in this account of feeding 4,000 people, we again see that God, Jesus, supplies our physical needs. Makes us think of the Lord's Prayer, which, as recorded in Matthew 6:11, Jesus taught his disciples to say, give us this day our daily bread. And so really, God is the supplier of every one of our physical needs, whatever they may be. But even more so, and when we talked about the other miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, we also talked about how Jesus is that bread of life, that spiritual food for us. And John chapter 6 speaks about that same miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, but that's where Jesus says, I am the bread of life. So I'm going to read to us John 6, 47 to 51, because in there Jesus is summarizing what's happened in that miracle of feeding so many people and how he's the bread that we need. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. We see again that Jesus is the one who provides what we need. We see again that the disciples seem to be slow to appreciate who Jesus is and what he provides, and that no situation is hopeless or desperate or a problem, really, when Jesus is there with them. And then we also see from the crowd that Gentiles are also hungry for Jesus' teaching, and that they also need to be satisfied with him, both spiritually and physically. I think probably a question to think about this week or this today for all of us is just considering, how is it that Jesus does meet our physical and our spiritual needs? And are we looking to him to meet those needs?
Are we trusting him? And ladies, are you hungry? Because there's only one place to be satisfied. You can find all the notes from today's lesson. This is number 27 on our website today at naomistable.com. We've got the individual lessons recorded that you're listening today for you to use and share freely. All right, well, we're going to leave it here at the table. When we come back, Nancy and I will have more about this lesson.